This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Monday Hamas should swiftly accept an Israeli proposal for a truce in the Gaza war and the release of Israeli hostages held by the Palestinian militant group. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
Blinken made the comments at a special World Economic Forum meeting in the Saudi capital of Riyadh.
Hamas has before it a proposal that is extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. And in this moment, the only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas. They have to decide, and they have to decide quickly.
Negotiators for Palestinian militant group Hamas arrived in Cairo on Monday to meet Qatari and Egyptian mediators about the phased ceasefire proposal Israel presented over the weekend.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber. The U.S. State Department found 5 units of Israelis military responsible for gross violations of human rights incidents that took place outside of Gaza before conflict broke out between Israel and Hamas in October, the State Department said on Monday.
4 of these units have effectively remediated these violations, which is what we expect partners to do. It is consistent with what we expect all countries whom with we have a security relationship with.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Vedant Patel. The United States on Monday said it opposed the International Criminal Court's investigation into Israel's conduct in Gaza and reports Israeli officials fear the Hague-based tribunal could soon issue arrest warrants. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly raised the issue with U.S. President Joe Biden in a call over the weekend. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News.